All right, everybody, welcome back to our big idea here. We're in the connecting with other staff and admin kind of week here. And we are going to touch on some of the utilitarian ideas and grabbing the golden nugget from people and making sure that, you know, we realize this is bigger than just collaboration. Like, you actually want to get to know the staff for the people they are, not just for them as fellow staff members and collaborating. So we're gonna talk about the intentionality of if you don't make time for it, it's not gonna happen. So let's get going here with our big idea. All right, he has escaped his parents' basement. He is back home in Kentucky with all of his crazy dogs and all of his crazy energy. All that time at Challenge Day, I think 3 years, right, Timmy? 3 years of Challenge Day, and still tutoring one-on-one with Peak State Mathematics, my best friend and an awesome teacher, T-Free.
Whoop, whoop. And K-Dub's coming to you from Portland, Oregon, out in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. Sometimes a little bit soggy, but we'll tell everybody it's gorgeous. It's about that rainy season at the moment, isn't it? He's got 11 years of social studies at the middle school and high school level, 20 years of coaching my best bud, K-Dub.
I'm going to give you the Dame time in honor of the comeback from 17 down with 5 minutes and 40 seconds left the other night. Thank you for listening to Little Things Are Big Things Education. You can find us at Peak State Mathematics. We're littlebiged.com. Please rate and review us. I'm not going to call it grade inflation anymore because I'm pretty sure on a re-listen last week that we're just killing it. So go ahead and give us the 5 stars because we've earned them. And rate and review and subscribe. We are on Spotify. We are on Google. We are on YouTube. And what am I missing, Timmy?
Jump into our email list. The free content that we've got posted on for you. All you got to do is drop in your name and email. It gives you access to all the cool stuff we've got.
Excellent. With that, let's go ahead and get started with this week's big idea, which is, again, relationships with your fellow staff members.
Awesome. I think the first thing we want to kind of kickstart with here, right, is like, what's the whole point of doing this? Right? Like, why in a podcast that's designed around connecting with students, why do we also want to connect with our fellow staff members?
Well, yeah, you know, I think it's Ron White. I don't know if we're allowed to quote him anymore. I don't know if he's done anything he wasn't supposed to. But why? But oh, why? Yeah, there is like legitimately a utilitarian concept behind these relationships. And so I just wanted to go through a couple of those because I've been having these conversations, as I mentioned in our podcast from Tuesday about connections. Like, I've kind of started getting into the meat of helping our school like move forward and have a new normal when we come back next year. We've got this great opportunity where half of our students are going to be brand new. We're going to have a new name. We're going to have a new mascot. Like, we're basically starting a new school next year. And so, like, why not take that opportunity to like kickstart something different? And within all of that collaboration and talking about PD and how we're all feeling about things, one of the things that's been surfacing for me is that myself and a lot of my fellow teachers are approaching these conversations kind of in the wrong way. And so I quickly want to just tab into, right, part of the utilitarianism of developing these relationships is that you can get good ideas from your other teachers. Like, even so, Tim and I have been friends for as long as I can remember, essentially. And we talk all the time. And even still, every time we do one of these podcasts, like, I end up writing down 2 or 3 notes of things that I have to steal from Tim to use in my classroom or in the way that I interact with other people. We're just like, I do breathing exercises now 3 times a day. I didn't do that before, but Tim taught me how to do turtle breaths and I love them. So like doing, like just having that opportunity and having the relationship breaks down the barrier where I think a lot of us have a tendency to get defensive when people are talking about a different way to do things when there's no relationship. And so whether it's you stealing a good idea or giving away a good idea, right? Like, having that relationship is really important. And then I do want to kind of mini challenge everybody next time you go into a staff development or some sort of like district required training or something like that. And I know I'm going to sound like I probably work for the district. I don't. I'm like the least district employee person ever. But also, from my coaching background, I was really thinking about this analogy of, Tim, you've been to a coaching clinic before, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you would never go to a coaching clinic with the idea that you were only going to listen to people who were going to affirm everything that you're already doing, correct?
Right. I mean, any workshop I ever go to is designed so I can be challenged.
Yes. And so I think, like, and we pay, like, I know I pay a lot of money for me and my coaching staff to be able to go to, like, the Nike clinic or the Glazier clinic. Any of you guys want to throw us a sponsor, we'll happy to repeat your name more often. But, like... Like, those are things that we pay a lot of money for. And so, like, if I went in there and only was looking to, like, have someone blow smoke at my butt about, like, how great all the things I'm already doing are, it would kind of be a waste, not kind of, it would be a waste of money, right? And so, like, when you go into a clinic, the other thing that you have to be aware of, unless you're, like, just starting out and you're, like, you really don't know anything about coaching other than maybe you want to work with the kids or something like that, but you don't know anything about scheme, you don't go to a clinic to like learn a whole new defense because you're going to change from what you did last year to this year, right? Like that, I mean, that happens on very rare occasions, but for the most part, you're going in and you're just like, if you can walk away with like one new way to do something in practice or a new drill for how to win one-on-one at the goal line for your wide receivers or like whatever, right? Like you're looking for that little nugget that you can take back to your own program and use it to make your, like make the experience for your players or to be a better coach for your players. And I think my own personal challenge moving forward, and I would challenge anyone who's listening to this, the next time you're going to a district training or a school-directed PD, is to have that framework in mind instead. Just listen to everything that's happening and just think through, is there one thing from this that I can steal and use in my classroom? And if not, that's like a legitimate source of frustration, right? If you legitimately got nothing that can be of use to you, like then by all means, I would encourage you, don't be passive aggressive. Email who's ever running your staff meetings and tell them, hey, this sucked. I didn't get anything, but also go into it with an open mind, right? Like, I think that's something that I know I need to do better with as I've been thinking about my own, like, things that I've been whining and venting about in the last few months. And so I just wanted to kind of share that as a part of our, you know, why does it feel so good to get an idea from you and so frustrating when someone is telling me what to do in a PD when really it's the same thing?
Right. And it's such that framework or mindset, right? If we put our focus on the idea of, you know, and we talk about growth mindset, right? Like the idea of like, we want to learn every single day. So why do we go into situations designed to help us learn something? And we're like, no, you will not teach me anything today. You know, it's like, gosh, my students, I feel like show up like that every once in a while too, right? They're like, I came to school, but try to teach me something today, you know? And it's like, why did you come here? Like, oh yeah, that's right. Because, you know, it's court ordered at this point. Yes. But I don't know. I love that idea. Like, find the nugget. And yeah, I mean, if you can get one or two great things, awesome. Because I've also, when you started talking about that idea, like complete 180, you know, I'm like, oh, I tried that once and it was a lot. Yeah, like the first time, like I went from like, oh, like I got taught in the teaching program to teach like this, right? And then all of a sudden I was like, I love technology. I saw this thing called like the now I'm gonna blank on the flipped classroom, right? Where you do the learning at home and the tutoring in the classroom versus, you know, like learning in the classroom and practicing at home. Like, yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I love that idea. And like a complete 180'd it. And it took me a long time to kind of struggle through the bumps. But once I had made that decision, because I was looking for like a new game plan, basically, right? Then it was okay, what's my nugget today? What's my nugget tomorrow? And like try to take on one piece at a time so there's not that overwhelm.
That's a really good point. And again, like I think that's part of, again, talking about this utilitarian part of the connection piece, right? Like we're going to talk about both sides of this coin of like the connection for the sake of connection, but also the connection for like what we can use it for. And if we always come back to that idea of having a student-centered conversation, right? Like every interaction has the potential to be an opportunity for you to be of more service to your kids because you can get good ideas from another teacher. And then like in that same vein, right, like you might learn something about another teacher that like, oh, okay, like this teacher has this set of experiences, and now that I know this person that way, I know that when a student comes to me and they're having some whatever, you know, they're expressing whatever frustration, like I can obviously empathize with them and give them that space to listen. But then if they want help, right, if they're looking for support, I know where to point them. I haven't had that experience. I can't, other than listening to you and empathizing with you about how much that sucks, I can't do much. But, you know, Mr. X over in room 128, like, he's actually got some similar life experiences. Like, if you want to talk to him about that, he's available, right? And so, like, yeah. You wouldn't know that if you didn't actually make the connection with that person and, like, genuinely listen to what they're saying. And I think a lot of the stuff that we talk about always comes back to, so I'll just plug it again, like, listen to hear, not to wait for your turn to talk.
Right. Yeah. I also like that idea around the idea of, like, the more you get to know people, the bigger you can build your team. Because I know, especially in teaching, I tried to do it all by myself, right? Like, fresh out the gates, I'm like, no, like, I'm going to do this, and this is what I've got. And, like, I would grab ideas, and I would listen to people, but I wouldn't, make them part of my team, right? Like, they were a source of information, and it was a place where I could, like, grow, but it wasn't something where I was, like, building my network and building my team to be an even better support as a teacher for my students. So yeah. Exactly what you're talking about. Like, I had that situation this week where I was able to, like, listen here and then get somebody to a better part of a team that would be a better resource. And it not only, like, validated my relationship with that student, so it built the connection that they still knew I cared, but it almost, like, bumped my like, validity. They're like, oh no, he's not going to try to always do it and be like a one-stop shop. Like, I'll trust he'll get me in the right spot, and he's got me. So building those relationships with my fellow teachers and admin has definitely been helpful with my connection with students as well.
That's really powerful. I kept just thinking as you were talking about that famous phrase, right? It takes a village, takes a village, takes a village, right? Like, build your village, build your team, whatever you want to talk about within that. And then I do think, like, just honestly, like, let's be real, like, there is, like, this weird crossover from, like, a utilitarian to, like, a connection for connection's sake of, like, we need connection, right? Yeah. So, like having healthy adult relationships that are with people that you work with. Yep. Or, like, in my case, I've moved a lot lately, right? So, like literally when we moved to Portland, I didn't know anybody here other than my wife and my wife's friends. And I love all of them. And I obviously love my wife, and her family is awesome, and they're fun to hang out with. And I needed some other adults in my life. Yep. And, like, it was, like, going back to that idea of, like, I was very selfishly the one who kind of started the idea of, hey, we need to eat lunch together. Because I spent 2 years in the building where, like, my daily routine was I was in my room with my students or my players, where I was working with the football team, where I was at home, right? Like, that was like I got to school at 6 a.m. I left school, you know, football coach, right? So leaving school at 6 or later, right? Like, if there was because I felt like I needed to watch basketball games and be a part of other things, like, doing all of that and then coming home. And my wife was, like, really the only adult I was interacting with. The teacher who I was partnered with, like, her and I would eat lunch together a lot of days as well, but because we were partner teachers, like, it was really hard for us not to fall into a pattern of, like, talking about how the last unit went, we're talking about the next unit, or whatever, right? Like, you just fall into that kind of by nature. And so, like, I realized about halfway through year two that I was turning into a curmudgeon, and that there was, like, some weird thing going on with me that I couldn't figure out. And thankfully, my wife is really smart, and she took sociology, and she's, like basically a counselor, and she was able to, like, put her finger on it and be like, you need to talk to some other adults at work about non-work things. And I was like, all right. So then that's when I was like, okay, let's, like, do the lunch thing. But that idea from that connection activity from Tuesday, right, like, that was, like, very, like, I need to serve my own needs. I'm going to create this space.
Yeah. I think it's interesting that you speak to that, because I also now am in a very similar situation, right? Like, I'm in a different state now. Mm-hmm. My friends are basically my wife's friends, and, like, and the people I work with now, right? And so I think that helped me in this particular experience of teaching build those relationships and make them more of a focus for me, because, like, out of necessity, like, I needed other adult humans that, you know, we'll still laugh at a fart joke, but won't stay on the fart joke the entire time with absolute no content and, like, further depth to the conversation, right? Like, I don't know. I love teenagers, but there's a moment where I'm just like, bye. Yeah.
Need to turn it off. Yeah, for sure.
Right. So I love it. Yeah. And, you know, I think that we've danced around it a little bit, but I like, we're starting to get into that idea, right? That it's bigger than the collaboration, right? Like, we can have the relationships with the adults. We can talk to our fellow staff, and we can be in work mode, and we can talk teacher talk, and we can do lesson plans, all that kind of stuff. But that's not the focus of what we're trying to talk here, right? Like, I need to know who I'm working with. I need to know the other humans in my building that are over the age of 19, so that I can truly show up better because I have those healthy adult relationships, because I know them on a level that has created that vulnerability, has created that trust, and now we are a better team, a better unit, and we're working together.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, it's also just like, I don't know, I'm not a sciencey person. You're more sciencey than I am, but like there's just something about, like, you've had to have had this experience where, like, you find out that you love something that somebody else loves, and, like, you didn't know this other person, but now you're best friends because, like, so, like, one of my best friends at the school I'm at now, we both happen to be Welsh and have, like, a massive amount of pride for being from this, like, little tiny spot on the planet that, like, doesn't really, I mean, I think it's cool, but, like, most people are like, what the hell? Like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Like, she knew what it was. Like, so, like having, like, you get that little moment of like feeling like you found somebody else. And what, like, another example of that recently, I had a one-on-one Zoom meeting with a parent of one of my students that has an IEP, just like a check-in before we were starting the semester with new students. And I totally, like quarantine life, right? Like, I forgot that I was wearing a shirt that I wear when I'm not usually on camera. It's got a picture of a stormtrooper on it, and it says, "This is my work face" on it. So it's like a total Star Wars geeky shirt. I thought it was funny. I got it a while ago. I forgot I was wearing it. I turn it on. Oh, nice. You got your own Star Wars stuff. Excellent.
Well, X-Wing, so,
beautiful. I keep meaning to build the Lego set of that. Anyways, not to get distracted. But so come on to the Zoom meeting. I forgot I was even wearing the shirt. Dad points it out immediately. First 15 minutes of the conversation, Star Wars, right? We're talking about Clone Wars cartoons that I'm watching right now. He's talking about Rogue One, like talking about whether or not like all these different things, like all this great connection stuff. And it was just really fun to talk about Star Wars for 15 minutes. And I also think that it led to a much easier conversation about the student. But again, the more important thing was, like, legitimately, like, I just had a lot of fun talking about it. And it's really fun when you have that, like, random moment of connection, whatever that thing might be.
Right. I had a phone call come in from a car dealership. I'd actually just bought a car, and the phone number came in from a 206 number, which is Seattle. And I'm like, who's calling me from a 206 number, right? I was like, maybe it's like an auto dialer that just knows that I have a 206 phone number.
Yeah.
So I pick up, and they're like, oh yeah, you know, it's Patty down at, you know, the car dealership. And I was like, hey, you have a 206 number. She's like, you have a 206 number. And so, like, all of a sudden we connect, and we're like, we're both in, like, the Kentucky, Bowling Green, Nashville, Tennessee area, but we're both in Seattle. And so, like, it was supposed to be one of those, like, hey, I just want to check in, see how the car's doing. Let me teach you about the features. And it's like, for 15 minutes, we just, like, chit-chatted about Seattle and, like, growing up and, like, what things were like and that, like, what we like about out in this area. And so, yeah, those little places where you can actually build genuine connection with humans, like, makes everything else just so much smoother.
Yeah. And, like, for me, like, it legitimately is, like, especially for the things that you're passionate about. Like, I'm just thinking of, like, the random things that students will notice in my classroom, like Harry Potter, Star Wars, Marvel, right? So there's a whole fantasy connection, Lord of the Rings, all that kind of stuff, but, like, also sports, but just, like, having that moment to connect with somebody about something that you are passionate about or that you're interested in is, like, that is the reward right there. Just, like, having the time to talk about that with someone. And then in some cases, like with Star Wars, right, where people have vastly different opinions about everything, right? Like, there's a bazillion Reddit threads on everything on that has anything to do with Star Wars. Like, just having, like, hey, there's a new perspective on Rey that I hadn't heard before. I kind of like that, right? Or like, well, you're crazy, but, like, whatever. Like, you get to hear that new, you get to hear that new idea, and it's really fun. And so, yeah, I just think, like, yes, all the utilitarian stuff I just talked about, and, right, it's a both and situation where it's like there's also just the fun of being able to talk about it, or sometimes you learn about something that you had no knowledge of.
Right.
Right? Like, one of the people I work with now is super into photography. I don't know diddly squat about photography, but it's really fun listening to her talk about how passionate she is about photography and, you know, going all these different places. And I've got some really cool pictures of owls now, thanks to her, right? Like, she knows that I like owls and she likes photography. As one.
As one. I've got some owls. Woo, woo. I love it. Yeah. The thing I think I struggled with the most, though, was like, and maybe this is a bigger relationship conversation, right? And this is something I've also learned and I'm still working on, right? Is like, if I don't make time to create the connection, it's not going to happen, right? Like, I have to decide that it's worth my time. Just like we talked about with, like, you should go in with an open mind so you can find the nugget. Like, I have to convince myself that having a conversation with another adult is actually beneficial for me. And so I think early on, like, this was where some of my struggle came from. And so, like, now I'm very intentional. It's like, yeah, like, during lunch, I'm going to, like, get up a couple different times from my workstation and see who else is, like, in there and say hi and chit chat. And, like, you know, I've got Dax is, like, one of my favorite dudes in there. Like, he's listening to a podcast while he's eating lunch. And, like, we both, like, geek out on, like, electric dance music and stuff. And so, you know, we'll basically pick what's the next song that we're going to play, like, after lunch to really get the kids hype, like, coming back into the classroom. Yes. Right. Yes. And so, like, it's that kind of stuff, right? Like, it's not really school related. It's more about us geeking out. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because the more I've built a relationship and connection with him, the more I've connected with the students, because now the students are like, what is this song? I'm like, what is this song? Check out Mr. Evans. And he's over there. You know, like, and it's like, now there's two of us. And like, who can't have a good time when two people are having a good time? Right.
Yeah.
Like,
right. Yeah.
For one sure. of you's odd, but two of you, now all of a sudden it's an opportunity for a party. You get one student in the trio. We are lights out. Nobody in the hall stops us. Right. So, but yeah, just being very intentional has been huge for me.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And that kind of loops us back to our connections time where we talked about, like, that lunch activity. Another example of that where it's not necessarily intentional in terms of, like, I don't plan for it to happen. Carrie does now, my wife. Like, she knows. Like, I'll come home late from football practice and she'll be like, parking lot conversation. And so, like, if I'm late, and it'll be, yeah, like, yeah, like, you know, you have a thought when you're on your way back to your car as another coach is leaving the locker room, wherever, like, this is what happens the most. It's happened with teachers too, but usually it's with coaches. And then you end up, like, literally both of you have, like, your car doors open, you're leaning over the window, and, like, sometimes, like, 45 minutes, an hour, you're like, oh shoot, it got dark out. Like, but, like, you're just like, hey, we're having talk, whether, you know, might start out as something that's, like, very much, like, about the team or something that's actually important to, like, the program, and then it just turns into, like, talking about random stuff. You know this, I'm a very tangential thinker, right? So I can wind a conversation all over the hell of places, right? So, like, that'll just happen though, right? And it's funny, Carrie gets frustrated by it, which she should, right? Because I told her I was going to be home at 7. I don't text her to tell her that I'm not even leaving the parking lot until 8. So, like, that part of it, I've got to get better at solving. But, like, it's really funny not being a head coach right now, and all of my staff has gone out to other places and continuing to, like, intentionally follow up with them and talk to them. And that's one of the things that they all miss, is, like, the amount of connection time that our staff had, right? Because I always built in this intentional time for us to connect, whether it was, like, always giving the space in the parking lot conversation, or, like, we had these other little random traditions that I won't go on a tangent about, but, like, we had all these other little traditions of, like, making space to, like, just hang out and be dudes together, you know, and doing that. And, you know, I guess I thought that was normal, because that's what we grew up with, right? The staff that we both coached on together at Bothell was like that as well with Coach Boehner. But, like, yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, you have to be thoughtful about, like, do I need to, like, hurry home right now, or do I just need to, like, let this conversation happen? And then the yes and part is, yes, I need to have this conversation right now, and I need to text my wife and let her know I'm going to be later than I said I was.
Right. Here's a tip for that one, because I too, weird how you and I have so much, like, common patterning. It's developed some of our patterns in the same age bracket from 11 to 30.
Yeah, so, weird.
Weird. But I started setting my schedule a half hour later than when I know I could leave. Right. And so, like, I know I could leave at 3:20, but I have not committed to being home till 4, so that I've intentionally left space for the opportunity for this conversation after school to happen where I can go on a tangent, right? So building in that bubble has been helpful.
Yeah, I tried to do that. I used to always give myself a half hour. The problem is I knew I'd given myself a half hour, so I just like it was already accounted for. So it didn't help as much as it should have. But as you like I said, like I'm a tangential thinker, and plus if, as anybody who's coached a sport knows, or you get two coaches together, if you have other things in common and you have a love of working with student athletes in the same sport, like shoot. You might as well just drive across the country together and stop at a burger joint in every state. Like you could talk forever. So
right, and you'd probably continue talking right into practice after that 2,000-mile road trip.
Absolutely. So another thing that that this reminds me of, and the comment I made about Carrie telling me I needed to be intentional about. I hope Carrie doesn't mind me using her name in the podcast now. Oh well, is like I made a very conscious decision. So I'm pretty sure I'm an introvert. Like, again, I'm not 100% on that, but I do really like to like my alone time, which always blows people away because I'm pretty open and having conversation and whatnot. But I really do. I think I recharge with my alone time. But I had to make this conscious choice when I was at Canyon Park to go to happy hour. And we had a really cool culture at that school. Like eventually got to the point, like every Thursday we were at this place from this time to this time. Right. And people kind of, some people showed up every time, other people were there every once in a while, but like having that as something that like, I know I'm tired. I know it's Thursday. I know I want to go home or I think they switched it to Friday at one point, but like I need to do this, right. I need to have some time with my fellow staff people who I don't get to see because they have a different lunch than me or for whatever reason. And or it's just different being out of the building. And so whether it's happy hour or lunch or like you're talking about with your common prep, I just think like being really intentional about using that time to connect and not like you'll probably end up getting some random side benefit out of it, right? Like that's what's going to happen if you're talking with people who work in the same profession as you. Like there's going to be a natural exchange of ideas. But like if you go into it without that, I think that that's important. I'll just end it there. Right? Like, I think it's just important to just have that time to do that. All right. Interrupting story time for a moment from Tim. Just want to remind you all that we have a lot of resources for you at littlebiged.com. We have the form from last week that Tim like literally recorded a video to walk you through it, already seeing people benefiting from that resource. Thank you for using it. And what we're going to be adding for this week is we're just going to create a folder and start dumping in like quotes of the week, some stuff that I've been using with my kids to think around mindfulness and just like thinking about our world in fun and new ways that we don't always get to do in school. So go ahead and take a chance to visit littlebiged.com and utilize those resources.
For sure. And I'm gonna run with that into my story time today because like I've kind of danced around it a bit, but I wanted to be intentional with my story as well today. But like this is something that is I'm passionate about now because I've done it on both sides. And I think one of the benefits of me teaching and then leaving teaching to go do like challenge day and then, you know, tutoring and DJing and doing my own stuff and then coming back into teaching now, you know, like I've had an opportunity to see what I tried. Did I like the results that came from it? And if the answer was a no, then okay, what would I have done better to make it better? And so like the reflection piece, which we talk about, right, has allowed me this time going into it that I didn't like the fact that my first like 3 years of teaching, I almost intentionally ignored the other adults in the building, right? Like I was like, okay, I'm going to connect with the kids. Like I'm going to be the greatest teacher because they know I got their back and like, I'm going to let them vent. I'm going to be in my room during lunch when they need it. I'm going to be after school when they need it. I'm going to go to the sporting events. I'm going to, you know, basically blend my way into the student section. Like I DJ'd the basketball games and like I was even with the staff at the sporting events, you know, like I was over there and like, I quickly got myself into a spot where I didn't have relationships with my fellow staff. And so anytime I needed support on like a staff or admin level, I didn't have the relationship to go to. Like I couldn't just be like, hey, can you help me with this unit? And they're like, you've got the book, you're fine, you know? And it's like, I need help with this. So like, can you give me brainstorms? They're like, you'll figure it out. Like, you always figure it out, right? You do it on your own. And like, I earned that reputation of like, I do it on my own, and I didn't have a team around me. And I didn't like it. And it put me in a spot that wasn't the best version of me as a teacher, I think. I think the students on that level were not getting the best me that I could have been. I think they got like the big brother. I think they got the social, like emotional support. I think that they could have gotten a better rounded human if I had included adult relationships in my life early on as a teacher. And so I would challenge new teachers that might be listening to this, especially if you're close in age to the students, it's really easy to just be one of the guys, right? Like to blend in. But I think it's critically important to create that differential. And something that you did, Dave, that I did not do, and I think was a huge success for you from an outside perspective, is even though you connected with your kids on a similar level and like with similar like intensity that I was attempting to do, I would wear jeans and a hoodie because we didn't have dress code. And you were very intentional about dress pants, polo, professional, like, I am different than you, and I love you, right?
Well, I don't want to interrupt your story time too much, but part of that was legitimately my first year of like full-time teaching. I was back at Bothell High School, and the librarian mistook me for a student.
Yeah. I mean, so. I got mistaken as a student, and I was like, I just didn't care, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I almost like was proud of it, you know? I was like, yeah, like I am one of them, you know? And so, but again, like I said, because I was so focused there, I think in the long run, it actually ended up hurting because I didn't have all the other tools and resources and the team built around me. Now, on the flip side of that, two major things have happened. One, I did Challenge Day for 3 years, which was a game changer for me on my own personal development and connections and learning how to show up for students and pass them off to the proper like emotional support with counseling teams and mental health specialists and all that kind of stuff. Because like that was the only option I had in Challenge Day. I could not build the relationship with them long-term. I was there for a day. I connected with them instantly, which I'm great at. I got them to share those pieces that they needed help with. And I said, hey, I got your back and you've got a bunch of people that love you and support you. Here's who's going to follow up with you. And I developed that muscle that I ignored for so long. And so now coming back into teaching, like the first thing I did when I got to Bowling Green High School here was I knew two or three of the teachers and made sure every single day I went and said hi to them. And had a quick conversation. And it wasn't about school. It was like one of the teachers I was a long-term sub for. And that was kind of my shoe in to get this job. Like they knew me for those 6 weeks or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so connecting with the teacher that I was a long-term sub for was like a very intentional thing for me. And like connecting with the department head was a very intentional thing for me. And then it just kind of filtered out from there because those were my points of contact. People saw me wanting to have those relationships. And so they started seeking it more. And then, you know, I'm loud and boisterous and I play music and all that stuff. So like, I kind of fall into your bubble. Right. And so eventually people just were like, oh yeah, we'll see if maybe he'll play a song for us. So, you know, that's a moment for me to be like, oh yeah, like I'm going to play some 80s for these teachers right here. I'm going to play some old school EDM for Dax and we're going to geek out. Like I'm going to play some country music because I know it annoys Robertson and the rest of us can laugh about it, you know, like build those connections through lots of different ways. But, you know, then adding the things like checking in with people during lunch. You know, I share so many different rooms now because of the way our building is set up. Like I have relationships with four different teachers because I'm in four different rooms right now. And then beyond that, you know, like I've got my teachers I collaborate with, but making sure beyond asking like, hey, where are you at in the unit? I'm like, hey, how are you kids doing? Like, how was your weekend? How was, you know, tailgating at the Western game? Like, you know, checking in on the non-academic side of it, the non-planning side. And it's been a game changer for me on the way I show up for my students Because one, I have those adult relationships, right? Mm-hmm. And so I don't need that connection from the students. It allows me, I think, to show up a little bit better to like hold them accountable, because I don't need them to feel big brother love all the time. Sometimes I can show up in more the like, no, like I'm in the place that I know better because I've made the mistakes, and here's my team that's going to support us. So if you don't trust me or if you don't believe me, I'll connect you with somebody else. But this is what needs to happen. Trust me, right? And so, and then I've got better ideas because I grab nuggets from people all the time. And I'm a better teacher because of it. I've built supports with my fellow geometry teachers where I tell them one of my crazy ideas and like, tell us how it goes. Go for it, you know? And I know that like if it crashes and burns, that like they're going to help, you know, spiral around. Like, okay, here's some ways that we can kind of clean this back up. But, you know, I also, you know, this is a confidence thing I think we've talked about before too, right? Like I've taken enough risk that I know it's going to work out. Yeah. You know, and that's just one of those things to try. But knowing I have a team around me has been so beneficial. So I would love to encourage everybody to build those relationships for the sake of your own personal health. Build those relationships for the benefit of a better team around you for your students, and build those relationships so that you can become a better teacher and grab that golden nugget every day. So
awesome, man. Thanks for sharing that. I know that it's not always easy to talk about places where you feel like you failed or you haven't done the best that you can. I don't want to call what you did a failure, but I think knowing you, being able to share that was really helpful for everybody. So thanks for doing that, man.
You're welcome. We appreciate you guys as always. We'll see you back here next week for more connections with the admin side. So have a good week. Always learn in a peak state.
Make it a great day.